This is CIOT Friday morning, 89.5 FM. And I have one other item that I think we should talk about. And I know you care about this, Lynn. It's in the newspaper today. This thing with coronavirus is causing people to become irrational.
That's right.
And some parts of our community are suffering because people associating a pandemic, potential pandemic, mm-hmm. thing with one group or another, mm-hmm. when in fact it strikes us all.
That's true.
As the Italians have found out, and as apparently a semi-sweaty, nervous President Trump sort of found out, there was a tendency to say, oh, those guys have it.
No.
But because we're us, we don't. Well, no. We all have it. So we're in a period where, in my opinion, we need to regard all humanity as our friends and allies, as we all together mm-hmm. use medicine, science, and our organization.
Common sense.
And medical professionals to make sure we win the battle.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a clip of a Canadian epidemiologist. Look, Phil just said epidemiologist, and he didn't even stumble.
No, he didn't.
And he was speaking about what he thinks he's learned. He went to China to help work there, and we have about 47 seconds of his comments, and I think they're very, very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play that now.
The first thing in the response is there has to be a shift in mindsets. Again, around the world, people are thinking, oh gosh, how do we live with this and manage all this disaster, et cetera, instead of, gosh, this virus is going to come. It's going to show up in our country. We're going to find it within the first week. We're going to find every case. We're going to go after every contact. We are going to make sure that we can isolate them and keep these people alive so they survive the case. The rest of the world would be access the expertise of China, and they've done this at scale. They know what they're doing, they're really, really good at it, and they're really keen to help.
If I had COVID-19, I want to be treated in China.
That was Canadian doctor and epidemiologist Bruce Aylward. I played that because we have, unfortunately, people who publish newspapers and who are in the editorial business of picking fights with other countries or trying to make ourselves be, well, you have Mr. President who's number one. We're number one. We're the greatest. That is not the way to approach things.
No.
At this moment, we need, there's a magic phrase, mutual respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I noticed that I wanted to make sure that everybody heard Dr. Aylward's remarks.
Dr. Richard Schabas mm-hmm. has also been saying the same thing. He says, calm down, look at the science, look at the be reasonable, and just calm down and take care of yourself. And he's also doing the same thing. He's echoing that business. You hear about horrible stories in which restaurants in Chinatown are not doing well because people are afraid. Forget that. Go and support your local restaurants. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly. Exactly. And support one another and do follow what the guidelines that are going to be. Start with the World Health Organization.
Yes.
And by the way, that's where I have a problem with the editorial writers and the people who are in the ideology business. Our common ideology at the moment is humanity,
mm-hmm.
and we have the World Health Organization, and it's giving guidelines, and it does not tell us to belittle each other or say that government's no good, this one is really good, which is the way, unfortunately, coming from Washington, the tendency always has to be how wonderful, we're number one. That is not a good philosophy.
No.
You could end up number two doing that.
We have to be carefully taught, as the song says.
Yes. Thanks for playing that music. But that was a James Michener novel, right?
It was
turned into
a fantastic musical.
That was a product of World War II and the common effort against Nazism, which is Nazism said divide people up by their ethnicity, and we put one group at the top.
Yeah.
And so Michener was fighting that.
That's right.